Begin the current daf Maseches Avodah Zarah daf Mem Gimel. Begin 11 lines down at the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues explaining the halacha, the previous daf, where the Mishnah said if one finds one of three types of images in a vessel, one has to assume that it was engraved and created specifically for the intentions, and it was served as Avodah Zarah, and they are the image of the sun, the moon, and of that of the darkoin. As we explained, the darkoin is some type of a snake type of aquatic creature. And that's Rabban Linda Braisa Izuhu Tsuras Darkon. What is this specific image of the darkon that would qualify it as this Avodah Zarah? So Pirshim Shimon Elazar, he says, Kosh Yeshli Tzitzin. If it has, which the Aramaic translation of Tzitzin is snapper, which are fins, which are these types of like fringes coming out of the fish, or it's some type of like hair like extension, Bein Pirkov, between its joints, then that qualifies as the darkoin. Now, Machli Ravasi illustrated, he showed, Bein Pirkei Tzavar, between the joints of the neck. This type of darkoin, this dragon, has these types of fins coming out of the neck by the joints. That is the image of the darkoin that was served as Avodah Zarah. Amr Pchama Rebchanina, and he says, Halacha Kareb Shem Elazar, which means to say that if this darkoin doesn't have these tzitzin, these fins coming out of the joints of the neck, then it would be permitted, it wouldn't be forbidden as the Zavay Dazar of the Darkoin. Now the Gemara brings a story related to these halachas that Amar Rabba Bar Bachan Amar Bishu Ben Levi says, Pamachas, one time, Yisum Ahalach Acher Belaza HaKapa Beribi Bederach, was going after Belaza HaKapa, the great one, on the road, Umotza Sham Tabas, and they found a ring over there. Valao Tzuris Darkoin, they had on it this image of the Darkoin, which is forbidden because it's Navay Dazar. So he didn't pick it up, because once a Jew picks it up and it was lost, he's a kainit, and then becomes a Avodah Zarah, which can never be nullified. So he didn't pick it up until he needed a non-Jew to nullify it. Now, umatza evik kechavim kat, and he saw a minor non-Jew walking by, v'lo emor klomerin te'aming to the child. Matza evik kechavim gadol, while they're waiting there by the ring over there, they found an adult non-Jew, v'amor le'batla, and he told that adult non-Jew to nullify that Avodah Zarah so that he could use the ring. Valei batla, and the non-Jew did not nullify it. So he went and he slapped him on the cheek. Uvitla, and the non-Jew nullified it. Now it's not a Avodah Zarah anymore. Now he's able to take the ring and use it. Says the Gemara, Shmamana Tlas. From that incident, we learn three halachas. Shmamana, we hear from there that Oivik Kachav Mevatla Vitz Kachav, that a non-Jew could nullify an Avodah Zarah, Shaloi Vishal Chaveri, whether it's his own Avodah Zarah or whether someone else's, because this is some random non-Jew who is nullifying someone else's Avodah Zarah. Shmamina, the second halacha that we learned, is Yedeh B'tiv Shalavitz Kechavim U'mishamishahu Mevatla. Only someone, like an adult, who understands the profundity of what does it mean, Avodah Zarah, and all its ancillaries, all its utilities, could be Mevatla. V'sheini Yedeh B'tiv Shalavitz Kechavim U'mishamishahu Mevatla. But a child who doesn't know anything about Avodah Zarah, he doesn't qualify, even though he's a non-Jew, to Mevatla Avodah Zarah. That's why he waited till the adult walked by. Shmamina, and the third halacha is, that a non-Jew could nullify the Avodah Zarah even if he was coerced to do, like in this case where he slapped him and only then was mevatel, that would still qualify as a bittel of the Avodah Zarah. Now, regarding this incident, Megadef bar Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina scorned on this story. He says, "Velesle l'Reb Elazar kapa b'ribi hadetnan." What do you mean? Why did he require the non-Jew to mevatel? Doesn't he hold on this that we learned in the following? It's actually a brisa. Hamatzel minari. Someone saved something that was about to be devoured by a lion, or min hadayv, or from a bear, or min anama, or from a leopard, or min agayis, or from marauding troops, or min anar, from a river, or mizut shalyam, or from the tide of the sea, which when the water comes out, 10 or 15 parasois, and it swallows up whatever's on in its path, and it takes it back into the sea like it does every single day, or mishlulus shalnar, or from the spoils of the river, meaning when the river comes out and just floods over and it swallows things in, so it's about to swallow this item, and someone goes and quickly grabs that item, or v'hamitzi bisrati, or if someone finds on a highway or uflatya, which is the market square where people do business, gedola, that's very large, or ubechol makam shirab mitzrim sham, or anywhere there's a lot of people over there, says the b'raisa re'elu shaloi, whoever finds this object, even if it's something that has a simen, the one who finds it could keep it. Because although generally an owner of an object that has a simen is not meyayish, but here where it was about to be lost forever, the lion was about to eat it, the tide was about to swallow it up, it was in a place with tons of people and who knows what's going to happen to it. In this case, the owner gives up hope of it. And therefore, whoever finds it could keep it. So therefore, asks Reb Chanina, since this was found in the marketplace, this was found on the road, and the non-Jew was definitely miyayish from this ring, so he's mevatalit that he's never going to worship this anymore. So then why did he require a non-Jew to mevatalit? You don't need bitl anymore. The original owner was already mevatalit, already gave up hope of it already. He already nullified it. Then Abaya answered, he says, no, nehid mine miyayish. Although the owner, the non-Jewish owner of that ring, of that his Avodah Zarah ring, gave up hope of getting his ring back, so in the halachas of Mitzia, let's say it was even owned by a Jew, the one who finds it could keep it, but mi'isura mi'mi'ayish, do you think he gave up hope of its Avodah Zarah status? I mean, in other words, even when the Avodah Zarah gets lost, the owner of that Avodah Zarah still calls it Avodah Zarah, because Meima Amar, he says to himself as follows, he says, look, I know I'm not necessarily going to get it back. And therefore he gives up hope of it. So that's regarding monetary aspect. Regarding the prohibitory aspect, he says, look, if an idol worshiper finds it, he'll worship it. And even if a Jew finds it, since it's a very expensive item, he's going to sell it to an idol worshiper who's then going to worship it. Either way, someone's still going to worship it, so he doesn't nullify it from its status of Avodah Zarah. He just gives up hope of ever finding it, and therefore it still was Avodah Zarah. And that's why it was corrected. Rabbi Elazar Kapra had to find an adult non-Jew, albeit that he forced him, to nullify the Avodah Zarah status of that darkon. Now the Gemara continues in the discussion relating to the previous staff, and it's not awesome. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah Masechta Rosh Hashanah that contradicts the halacha that we mentioned in the previous staff. The Mishnah teaches us that the Mishnais over there talking about regarding the laws of Kiddush HaChidush. So it says that the Mus Tzureis Levanis Hayil Gamliel. Gamliel had certain different types of images and forms of the moon in its different stages, which relates to Kiddush HaChidush, to see that people really find it in its new state because they needed witnesses for that. And he had this Baali Yasai in his upper story, in his attic, but Tavla B'Kaisel in a board on the wall. Shebehed Maris Adyatis, which with it he would show, because the visual is easier to inquire with, to common people who came to say testimony. Vaimlehen, and he would tell the witnesses, Kizeri Isim or Kizeri Isim? Did you see it like this or did you see it like that? So that he could inspect them to see if what they're saying is correct and that they match each other's opinions. Now, however, on this, the Gemara asks, Amishari, is that permitted? But it says in the Pasuk, and we quoted this in the previous daf, Loisasun iti, do not make with me, says Hashem. What does that mean? Loisasun kidmus shamoshem misham shalafani. Don't make like those images that stand and serve in front of me, which includes all the mazalas and the kechavim and the constellations, which include the moon. So one is not allowed to make an image of the moon. Hadrim Lil have an image of the moon to inspect the witnesses. So Amabai says, Loisasun taira elishamoshen shef shalasois kamaisim. The Torah only made forbidden images that serve Hashem that's possible to make the exact image as they are. For example, the image of something here on this earth that the Gemara is going to quote, like the Chatzar, the Beis HaMikdash, or the Ulam, or the Heichal, or the Menorah, but those things which serve Hashem up above, which it's not possible for us to make exactly like it is, rather an image like that, but we don't see the exact image of the sun, it's very far away, it's impossible for us to see it, that actually is permitted, and that's why Gamliel was able to make images of the moon, because it's not exact replica. Ketanaglu in the Brisa. What's forbidden to make? Lo yasa adam bayis tavnas heichal. A person not allowed to build a house in the exact form, replica, of the heichal, the sanctuary of the Beis HaMikdash, in its length, and its width, and its height, and all the different measurements of its doorways. But if he changes a little bit, then that would be permitted. So the achsadra tavnas ulam is not allowed to make an entryway in the same form as the antechamber that opened up into the heichal. Chatzar tavnas azar is not allowed to make a courtyard with the same exact replica as the courtyard in the Beis HaMikdash. Shulchan tavnis shulchan is not make a table the same as the shulchan was in the Beis HaMikdash. Menorah tavnis menorah is not allowed to make a candelabra the same exact form of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, aval, but who eisa shall hei v'shal vav v'shal ches, but he could make the sticks coming out of the menorah that there should be 5 or 6 or 8 neiris coming out, which is not exactly the same as that of the Beis HaMikdash, but v'shal zayin lo yasa, but he's not allowed to have, there should have 7 sticks, which was how it was in the Beis HaMikdash. A filah shel shar min matchas, even if he's making it out of any other type of metal, even though it's not exactly like it was in the Beis HaMikdash, which is made out of gold, because that would still be kosher in the Beis HaMikdash, as the Gemara teaches in Menachas Dav Chav Ches Mabeis, from a klal of prat to klal. But if he makes his menorah, even 7, out of wood, that would be permitted, because that's not kosher in the Beis HaMikdash, because the klal of prat to klal, that specific, has to be at least a type of a metal. But any type of metal, if it's 7, sticks in the candelabra, that would be forbidden because of this halacha. Now Rabbi Yisrael Behuda, he says that actually afshal eitz layasa. You're not allowed to make a candelabra of seven sticks, even out of wood, because he holds that even that would be kasher in the Beis HaMikdash. Kederch sha'asa Beis HaChashmonaim, he says, just like the Chashmonaim did, where they made the menorah out of wood, which was after the famous story of the Hanukkah, when the Greeks defiled the Heichal, and they took all the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash, and then the Chashmonaim went and took back control and conquered them, where he holds that they actually made it out of wood, because Rabbi Yisrael Behuda actually expounds the halacha of the menorah, not a klal prat klal, but as riba mit or ribui. Which when it says in the Pasuk Vasisa Menoiras, that's Reba, that sounds like whatever you make it out of. Zavtar, pure gold, that's a miut, that's excluding, has to be pure gold. And then it says Mikshati Asa Menoira, which sounds like whatever you make it out of, which is Chaz of Reba, so that's including everything, and the miut is excluding the most unlike, which is Charis earthenware, but wood actually would be Kashim, and therefore he holds that even that is forbidden to make a replica in the form of the Menoira, even made out of wood. Which Amrulay, they said back to him, what, Misham Raya, from there by the Chashmonaim, that's a proof? Actually, Shafudin Shalvarzal Hayu, they didn't make it out of wood. They made spits out of iron, and they plated it with tin, and Heshiru Asam Shal Kesa, when they became more wealthy, they made it out of silver, and Chazav Heshiru Asam Shal Zav, when they became even more wealthy, then they made it how it always used to be, which was they made it out of gold. Now, but one thing that says Abaya is that the only thing that's forbidden is to make like things that we were able to see, and make a replica, that's forbidden, but like the sun, the moon, we don't actually see what it really looks like, just what it appears to us like. That actually one is allowed to make, and that's when Gamaliel was able to make that. That has to Gemara v'shamoshen sheyev shalaseisen kamaisen mishari. Is it really true that it's permitted to make images of things which we cannot make an exact replica because we don't know exactly how the moon looks, that's permitted to do? Like Abaya answered? But Vatanya, Linda Brysa says, Loi Sasun Iti, that passage we mentioned, do not make what's with me. He says, the Brysa, what does that mean? Loi Sasun Kidmusha Moshe, Mesham Shlofon, the Bemam, do not make like the images of those things, Hashem says, which serve me in front of me up above a high. Obviously, those things that serve Hashem up a high, even though we don't see it exactly what it is, that's forbidden to make, which include the Cham and Levana. So how is Abai's answer viable when he's saying, because we don't see exactly what it is, you're allowed to make it. We see even things that we don't see exactly, which are up by Marim, we're not allowed to make the images of what we purport them to be. So that Abai says, the Gittin Tamid Beis, no, that Braisa, Loi Astra Torah, the Torah is only making prohibited, Elibid Mus Dalad Ponim Behadir Dodi. What did the Braisa mean when it says, Dimus Shamosh Mamasham Shalafonim Amarim? That means to say, the four-faced image that's together, which is the face of the Shire, of an ox, a person, a lion, and an eagle in one form, which that's the Chayas HaKadosh, which it says E.T., which are literally with Hashem, like the Kitzar Kavod has those four images, that's what's forbidden. But anything else is actually permitted because we cannot make the exact form, which is like the Levon, which I'm little made. And that is the Gemara Lamiata, but if that's the case, the only thing that's forbidden is you have those four images together, then parts of Adam Luchudei Tishtri, then one of those four, like the face of a person, should be permitted to make. Allah matani, then why will in the braisa kolapertzufis mutarin, that all faces are permitted to be made, chutz mi parts of adam, except the face of a person is forbidden to make. That I'm Rabbi Yehuda Berei de Bishu, he says, well, mipirka de Bishu shmile, from the lecture of Bishu, I heard that you're right, the face of a person is an exception. Because the pasuk says, leisasun iti, do not make with me, could be read, leisasun oisi, Hashem says, do not make me, which that refers to the person that was made B'Tselem Elikim, and Hashem appears in the image of man. So therefore, that's why it's forbidden to make the image of man. Avashar Shamashan Shari, but all other attendants of Hashem, besides the four-faced image and also the image of a man, all those other things are permitted to make, which was permitted for Mlil to make the image of a moon. And that is the Gemara Vashar Shamashan Mishari. Is that really so? Like Abai is answering that all other things that serve Hashem up above is permitted to make that image? But Ratan Lint Nabraisa says, Laisasan Itu, do not make the things that are with me. Laisasan Kidmusha Moshe Mesham Shalafonim Amarm. Do not make like the images of the things that worship in front of me. And says Hashem, what does that mean? And says the Braisa, what does that mean? Kagoin Eifanim, Usrafim, the Chayas HaKadosh, Malach HaShas, all these different types of ministering angels, which is not just the four faced image. And therefore, that's difficult according to Gamaliel, where we see that all the things that serve Hashem, not just the fourth face image and the face of man, are forbidden to be made, which includes the Levana. So Mabaye, he answers, no, Le'asr Tayra, El Shamoshin Shabamadah Elyan. Yeah, like you see from the Braisa, it's all those other things that serve Hashem. I found them, Srafim, Chayas HaKadosh, but all those things serve Hashem in the highest abode of the heavens. There's seven levels of heavens, where it says, Leisasun iti, do not make what's with me, but the sun and the moon are in a lower level of the skies, of the heavens. Those are not considered iti all the way with Hashem, and therefore those things are permitted to make, and that's why Ramli was able to make the image of a moon. So the Gemara continues asking, v'shebemadr hatachti misharin, the lower levels of the heaven, it is permitted to make those images? But Vitanyul in the Braisa, the Pasuk says in Shemayis, Asher b'Shemayim, Hashem is saying what is forbidden for a person to make, don't make a graven image or a form of anything that's Asher b'Shemayim that's in the heaven. That's L'rabbis Cham Levana Kechav Mazos, that comes to include what are you not allowed to make, an image of the sun, the moon, the stars, and the constellations. And it says that's in the heaven, Mima'al, from above, that's L'rabbis Malach Hashar, that comes to include the ministering angels. So you see clearly from this Braisa that it's forbidden to make the image of the moon. Says the Gemara, no, Kitanya he, what was the Braisa teaching? That was La'avdim. That was talking about worshipping. To worship, to serve the sun and the moon and the stars, that's forbidden. But to make, you're allowed to make that image like Emilil made it. That is the Gemara, La'avdim. If it's talking about serving, so what are you talking about? The sun and the moon, all those things, I feel a shil shakot nami, even the small little worm is forbidden to worship. Why would it pick out just that? Says the Gemara, and the Chanami, yeah. It's talking about worshipping, and even that would even include a small little worm, and actually Masefet de Kronafka. It's from that same Pasuk at the end, which actually teaches that idea. The telling, when the Braisa, the Pasuk continues and says, Asher ba'aretz, and whatever's on the land, that's l'rabbis yamim, unaharas, harem, ugvois, that it comes to include the seas, and the rivers, the mountains, and the hills. Mitachas, that's below, that's even l'rabbis shel shekadon, that's coming to include even the small little worm. You're right, it's talking about serving, and that includes even the small little worm. So the Gemara continues asking, Fasiya great dust in Mishari, but just making the moon, you tell me if it's not worshipped, it is permitted to make? But Vitanya, well, the Braisa clearly contradicts this. It says, Leisasun iti, the Pasuk says, do not make, Hashem says, what's with me? It says, the Braisa, Leisasun, do not make, not worship, do not make, Kidmus Shamosha, Masham Shalafon, my attendants that serve me in front of me up a high. Kugoin says the Braisa, like Chamu Ulavon, like the sun and the moon, Kechav Mazalis, the stars and the constellations. See, clearly that it's prohibited to make the image of the moon. So how did Gamliel have these images in his attic to test the witnesses? So says the Gemara, you're right, Shanu Gamliel is different because Dacheir Masulai. Others, meaning non-Jews, had made those images for him. You're right. You're not allowed to worship it, he didn't worship it. Now that I make it, he didn't make it, he had non-Jews make it for him. Now that is the Gemara, but for Rabbi Yehuda, but regarding Rabbi Yehuda, the Acherim Asulai, that others made for him an image that he had on the ring, that he had an image of one of these objects which are forbidden to be made. V'amalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, Shin, the sharp one, Sami Eina Didain, blind the eye, in other words, diminish that image. But what's the problem? He's not serving it. And he didn't make it, he had a non-Jew make it. So you see that there is a problem of image that you're not allowed to make, even if you didn't make it yourself. So how does it help? How does it help the Gamliel have it if even others made it? But you see that Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda that you should diminish the image, even though he didn't make it himself. That's the Gemara. No, Hasam Mechisam Ebailet. There, by Rabbi Yehuda, the image was protruding. Umisham Chashada, and the reason why you had to diminish the image was because of suspicion that people shouldn't say, "Oh, that he worships the image on his ring." But yeah, there's no prohibition. He didn't make it, and he's not serving it. But the Tanakh Lina Bryce said that because of chashad, of suspicion, one has to ameliorate that by diminishing the image. Because the Bryce teaches tabas, regarding a ring, shechisama, that it's seal, meaning the image that one used to seal with, one would stick it into a piece of clay and then would give that image. So if its image is boilet, it protrudes. So aslan nicha, one is forbidden to put it on. Because again, it sticks out, so one, people see the image, so there's a concern that people might suspect that he worships that image. But actually, one is allowed to use it as a seal, because when one seals something, it actually submerges the seal in the wax, and that's not protruding, that's actually going in. So it's not seen from the outside, so that's permitted. In contrast, if the seal is actually submerged in the ring, then one is allowed to wear it because people don't see the image, it's stuck inside. But v'as lachtim, but it's actually forbidden to seal with that, because when one seals, then actually since it's inside the ring, so actually it makes that what one seals, that actually that will make it protrude. So therefore, that was the concern of Yehuda, which the Gemara actually is going to ask later on. So then why wasn't there concern of chasharos abrim liel? It's the same idea. He has the image of the moon, so that's the same idea, where it's an image that's forbidden to be made. And people, although he didn't make it, so there's no problem, but people might suspect that he's using it as a form of avodah zarah. But the Gemara first asks, "Umi chashin lachashada? Are we really suspect for suspicion, and we're concerned for that? And that's why you tell me, Rabbi Huda, that Shmuel told Rabbi Huda to take off a piece, blind the eye of that image, so people don't suspect him. But v'obeknishta the shav v'yosef in Arda. But regarding the shul that was in shav v'yosef in Arda, which is the name of a place which was in Bavel in Arda, and some say actually that Yechaniah and those who were exiled with him took with them the stones of Yerushalayim and from its dirt, and they built that shul from the bricks of Yerushalayim. And that's why it's called Shaf V'Yasev, because the word Shaf means that was removed, V'Yasev, and was settled over here in this place in Arda, like the Pasuk says, Ki Ratzav V'Decha, so we know that the stones of Yerushalayim were precious to them. Now, in that shul in Bavel, the Ukmi Be'Andarta, there was an image, a tzelem, that was put there in the shul, the great Talmid Chacham, the big Gedolim, the father Shmuel and Levi, they went in and davened there in their shul. We see we weren't concerned with suspicion of people saying, oh, they might be worshipping that image there in the shul. So we see we're not concerned for suspicion. And it's like, no, Rab Mishani. A public is different. We're not concerned that all the Jewish people are serving this Avodah Zarah. But an individual who has a ring that's sticking out and it looks like an Avodah Zarah, then we're concerned for Chachat. But now the Gemara asked, but Ram Gamliel, the Yachad have now regarding Ram Gamliel, who he was an individual, it was his own house and his own attic, how is he allowed to have the image of the moon, even though he's not worshipping it, and even though he didn't make it, but we should be concerned for Chashad the Bibag and to suspect him, just like Shmuel told Rav Yehuda to diminish the image of his ring? Says the Gemara, Kivin de Nasi, who since he was the prince of the Jewish people, Shchichi Rabim Gabe. So there's always the public over there, it has the same halachic status as a Rabim, which we said then there's no concern for Chashad. Or if you want, you can answer regarding Gamliel, the Prakim have it. Actually, those images of the moon that he had were made up of small pieces. And they were never there altogether. He only put it together when he would be checking out the witnesses. But every single day, no one would see it. And therefore, there's no chashad, there's no suspicion, because the image was never there. When he was checking someone out, he put it together and he asked him, but it wasn't there all day for people to suspect him that he was worshipping the moon. If you want, you could say a third approach, Lehislamichani. That if one is utilizing even something that might appear to be Avodah Zarah for the purposes of teaching, that's permitted. The time like Linda Brysa that says, Lisil Madlasis, you're not allowed to learn to do in the ways of Avodah Zarah, Avalat Lomid Lehaven Ulaharis. You're not allowed to learn to practice, but you're allowed to learn to understand and to teach and to paskin based on the ideas and sorcery of Avodah Zarah, and therefore that was permitted from Gamliel because it was being done for the utilities of teaching halacha of Jewish law, and that's why it was permitted for him to have the image of the moon. Now, the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon Galil Omer v'chulu, he qualified the halacha of our Mishnah regarding finding a kli that has the image of the Chama Levana or Darkain engraven in the vessel. He said it depends what type of vessel it is. Not like Tanna Kamma said it's always forbidden. He said that it's mechubadin, then it's forbidden, but it's bezuyin, then it's permitted. So in that asked the Gemara, Ezehu hein mechubadin, what is considered distinguished that it's forbidden? Ve'ezeh hein mevun, what's considered disgraceful, which that would be permitted. So Amar Rav, he says, Mechubadin, what does it mean that if these images were in something honorable? That means Lamala ben Hamayim. That means to say if the image was on above where the water level of that vessel usually is, meaning on the rim of the vessel, so that's considered a distinguished type of an image because it's not being submerged there in all the food and all the liquid that's in there. Mevuzin, disgrace, means Lamata ben Hamayim, means it's on the walls or on the bottom of the vessel. That's disgraceful. That wouldn't be... It wouldn't seem to be an Avodah Zarah if you're putting it on the bottom where all the food goes on, all the liquid goes on, that would be permitted to maintain those vessels of those images. Shmulam, he gives a different interpretation. He says, no, Eilav Eil Mavuznein. Both of those descriptions that Rav gave are disgraceful because you're using these vessels for eating and drinking, and that wouldn't be considered something distinguished to consider this as a vessel of Avodah Zarah. It's only considered Mechubadin and as Avodah Zarah if it's used as jewelry. Rather, these are considered distinguished. Shala Shirin, what's on bracelets, Val Nazamim, and on nose rings, Val Tabois, and on rings, that's considered Mechubadin. With those three images, then one has to be concerned that they are images of a Dezara, and one has to throw it to the Yama Melech. Tanik HaVasei de Shmuel, the Gemara says, we learned in the Brais like Shmuel that says Mechubadin, what's considered distinguished? Shala Shirin, on bracelets, Val Nazamim, and nose rings, Val Tabois, and on rings. And what's considered Mevuz and disgraceful? Shala Yeris, if these images are on pots, Vala Kum Kumosin, and on small little pots made out of metal, v'amechamechamen, and those things that heat up water, v'shal asadinen, and on the blankets, these tablecloths, valamet pachas, and these small little hand towels, these things that are disgraceful things, even though it has the image, it's obviously not being used in the form of Avodah Zarah because one would show respect to the Avodah Zarah, and therefore we don't have to be concerned with it, and those types of vessels, even with these images, would be permitted to maintain and have enough from them.